KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN COGTA says a national disaster declaration following inclement weather will help fast-track relief efforts in the province. The National Disaster Management Centre has made the decree after last month's heavy rains claimed at least 22 lives. The department has revealed the disaster will cost KZN over 3 billion rand. Spokesperson Senzelo Mzila has made a guarantee that affected communities will be assisted.
This declaration, promulgated in terms of Section 23(1)(b) of the Disaster Management Act 2002, represents a critical intervention to ensure a cohesive and comprehensive response to the devastating consequences of the recent disruptive rainfall, thunderstorms, floods, and powerful winds. Residents across the province are strongly advised to remain vigilant and adhere to weather warnings that are issued by the South African Weather Service, as further rainfall is anticipated in the coming week.
Eskom has admitted it's battling to put an end to load shedding.
We have, in this current year, failed 3 times. Stood up here, have to face the nation having to say that we're experiencing load shedding. This is clearly something that is not acceptable.
It follows the return of rolling blackouts after the power utility implemented Stage 3 on Friday, which is expected to last until tomorrow. Briefing the media in Pretoria yesterday, Eskom board chairperson Mteto Nyati said they're fast-tracking efforts to ensure they deliver on their mandate.
We have made the decision that things are not going to be business as usual within Eskom going forward.
And abroad, more than 600 people have been killed in Syria after 2 days of clashes between security forces and loyalists of the ousted president, Bashar al-Assad. It marks a major escalation in the challenge to the new government in Damascus. Insurgents took control exactly 3 months ago. And in the UK, a man who climbed up the tower housing Big Ben in an apparent protest has finally come down. The barefoot man spent most of yesterday on a ledge several metres up the Elizabeth Tower holding a Palestinian flag. All of Westminster Bridge was closed while officials negotiated with the man from a cherry picker. He spent over 16 hours on the tower and shared a number of videos on his Instagram. Westminster police say he's been arrested. Your top story this hour, KZN COGTA says a national disaster declaration following inclement weather in the province will help fast-track relief efforts. The National Disaster Management Centre has made the decree after last month's heavy rains claimed at least 22 lives. You can find more news at ecr.co.za by clicking on the News and Traffic tab. I'm Newswatch's Tamasha Kanyi.